Now, can I have your promise? You won't cook up any more schemes at school?
Okay, Dad. I promise. No more schemes at school.
And that's a cute clip from the movie Kidco, Kid Company, where some siblings decide to start their own company, and it happens to be a manure company. And I don't even know if you'd ever be able to find that movie anymore, because I think it was made in the 80s. Very adorable, though. It's just very industrious kids who didn't give up. And so what he's doing there is, he said, I promise no more whatever he was doing at school, he adds, meaning he'll do it elsewhere, but not at school. And I think all of us have those moments where we slip in something to kind of make the meaning a little different. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's on your mind, anything you'd ask a counselor or a therapist. And even though it's not therapy, it's an opportunity to get some tips and maybe decide whether or not you want to pursue therapy. And right now I want to welcome Penny to the show. Penny, you're worried about your husband's personality. It's not that stable.
Yes. Well, normally he is very nice and the nicest person alive, but he gets these spells where he's a completely different person over the last 2 years. He sometimes he's mean, and sometimes he acts drunk or just goofy, or I mean just completely different personalities. And they've checked about walking seizures and hypoglycemia, yeah. And just nothing seems, they're not finding any answers, and I was just looking at a mental aspect of possibly something being wrong.
Okay. Well, you're very smart to have done the first thing, which is to look into medical reasons, because if there's some, it could be a tumor in the brain, or if there's something going on, you need to know it. And you want to catch it sooner than later. But if he gets a relatively clean bill of health and they can't rule anything else out, then it's really, the answers lie within whom? If it's psychological.
Well, usually it seems to happen with lack of sleep, or if he hasn't ate right that day. That's why we kind of looked into hypoglycemia and stuff with his sugar and everything, but we check his sugar when he has spells like that. He doesn't remember anything. He'll go to sleep and wake up a different person. So,
how often does it happen?
Over the last 2 years it started, and it's progressively getting worse, maybe once a week to once every couple weeks it's becoming a problem.
Okay, if he's having it that frequently, when I asked the question earlier, who has the answers? Meaning, if it's psychological, you can go to a psychologist and that would be great. He's the one with the answers. He's the one that needs to become a scientist to study himself and figure out what's going on in his mind. For example, if it were me having these, what you're calling spells, where I get mean or drunk, and I'm usually a very nice person, but you never know when I'm going to turn on you and start acting really goofy when it's inappropriate to do so, or acting drunk, and I'm assuming he's not a drinker or a drug user.
No.
That's the case? No, there could be no medication he's on that could be causing this?
No.
Okay. Then if it were me that it was happening to, I would want to take notes. I would want to know what is triggering it, what happened just before this happened. I would want to ask myself, what does it remind me of? And sometimes things can remind you of the past. For example, I was just recently driving in the car with my husband, and he saw a sign, and he says, let me tell you a story about that sign. And it really had nothing to do with the sign. It's just a roadside sign. But it brought him back in time to his childhood, to being bullied, actually. And it was a story I never knew about. And so it would be up to your husband to try to really be invested in getting to the bottom of this. What is his best explanation of it? I know you said he doesn't remember it. He goes to sleep and then doesn't, you know, have memories of it.
Honestly, that's been a problem with us that I'm dealing with, that he's not addressing this as serious as it is for me, you know, because for me, I'm the one dealing with it, honestly.
And yeah.
And he doesn't know anything. To be honest, until it happened at work one time, he didn't even believe me that it was even happening, because he just has no memory of it whatsoever.
Okay, and it only started 2 years ago. Any history of trauma, or did anything happen 2 years ago?
No. We had a child. It started right after then, and the sleep, you know, more lack of sleep after that point. Then that's why I thought that might be a factor. But 6 years prior to this. 6 years ago, at a job, he was working a lot. He was working doubles and overnight shifts, and he passed out, and they caught it on camera because they had security cameras, and all they caught was his feet, and they moved a little bit, so they thought seizures at first, and they looked all into that, and nothing ever came of it. And that maybe happened one or two more times where he just kind of passed out. And it maybe happened one more time within the last 6 years, and then over the last 2 years, it's
escalated.
A lot more aggressive.
Right. So it's really him being invested in figuring out what this is, because he's got a lot at stake. You've got one child now, right?
Yes.
How old is your boy or girl?
Two.
2 years old. Oh, that's right. It would be. Boy or girl?
Girl.
A little girl. So it's really up to him. He's got his relationship with his daughter at stake. I mean, if he were my husband, I would be afraid to leave him with my daughter, our daughter,
yeah,
because I don't know if he's going to start acting mean or drunk or goofy. I would want to know about his history. Not every married couple knows the history of their spouses. What was
we've been
his...
together since
what?
Young age,
Okay, so you pretty much know one another. What
yes.
happened? What are his thoughts about having a child? So you know what happened in his own childhood. Was it unremarkable, or was there some trauma in it?
Not that I've ever been told, no.
Okay. So, again, the first thing I always rule out is the medical penny, meaning I want to make sure that there's not something wrong. I've dealt with clients who have found out, unfortunately, that they had a brain tumor, as you mentioned, epilepsy. So I think you're going in the right direction. I think he needs to take it more seriously, but you can't force someone to take it seriously. He can just know that a lot's at stake. You know, I love you a lot, you can tell him, or I love you. It's not a lot, but I love you, and I want us to work together on this. This is a real problem for me. Imagine if you were in my shoes and I suddenly, out of the blue, when you're expecting a lovely climate at home, for me to be in a good mood, you come home and you find me acting drunk, or you find me acting mean or goofy. What would you want me to do? You can try to put him in your shoes?
I've been down that road.
Okay, and it's a dead end.
Yes.
Is there anything else going on in the marriage that I need to know about?
Really, this has been our issue. This is the only problem that we've really been having. Other than everyone's problems, you know, finances, and everyone deals with that. And
okay.
Struggles, daily struggles and everything. But, I mean, no more stress than we've ever had before.
Okay, so I would recommend supportive therapy for yourself to help him and couples if he's willing to come in, and to try to, if you can get cognitive therapy, that would be excellent. Cognitive's just, are you familiar with that?
No.
It's just a dressed up word meaning thinking therapy. You want to get to his thoughts. What happens when he's in a good mood? What's going on in his mind? When he gets stressed, or when one of these negative moods trigger, what are his thoughts? And he needs to capture those. That's why you can't do that part of the work. You can be an observer and give him feedback, but you can't do that part. So I would invite him to work with you on this problem, letting him know that it's very very, very important to your happiness for yourself and as a couple. You can also read a book that I wrote with Dr. Ed Locke on what a good romance is about, because this is your happiness. This is your life, Penny. And you want to make a decision how to work with him to encourage him to get the help. And if he refuses, then what? Then you would want to read our book. You can go to drkenner.com. Thank you so much for the call.
Well, thank you.
I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke.
Growing up means gaining independence from your parents and setting the terms for your own life. Make it clear, tactfully and firmly, that your partner comes first. Your parents have no right to expect you to share all their values or spend all your free time with them. If their feelings are hurt by your desire for independence, the fault lies with their unreasonable expectations, not with you. This point applies even more strongly if one or more of the parents or in-laws are critical or abusive. Some experts recommend ignoring such abuse or discouraging your partner for standing up to an intrusive or disrespectful parent. We strongly disagree.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com and buy it at amazon.com.